Open Windows, July the 24th. Conflict in Christian idolatry. Shun, keep away from, avoid by flight if need be, any sort of idolatry, of loving or venerating anything more than God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 14. There are many things which are not only harmless but good in themselves, which have, nevertheless, been allowed to take the place of the Lord himself, and good things can therefore embody the principle of idolatry in the one in whom the devotion is found. Touch some Christians or Christian institutions, and let the touch be even in relation to something more of the Lord himself, and you will find an uprising of jealous regard for the institution which utterly blinds to the possibility of an extra measure of the Lord himself. You can be so devoted to a denomination, a missionary society, a piece of Christian work, that there is no room for any extra measure of the Lord. The thing itself has become the end, the object for which you live. And when the Lord wants to get you moved into something more of himself, the obstacle is that good Christian work, association, institution, tradition, connection. Yes, and that is idolatry in principle. And we see from history how the Lord again and again has to smite with the smashing blows things which in themselves were good, in order to save his people unto himself personally. What is he after? It is himself which he is seeking to establish as the object of man's life, and not the things that have relation to him. And I say again, you meet something intensely fierce if you touch a thing, even though you are touching it maybe with a view to getting people to move on with the Lord himself. To put that in the other way, if your appeal for moving on with the Lord seems to people to involve their having to move away from this or that or some other thing, then there is warfare, which shows that in his eternal campaign of idolatry has got a footing amongst Christians in relation to this which takes the place of the Lord himself, good things though they may be in themselves. And you find, if you are spiritually sensitive, that you are not just encountering the established institutions, but you are encountering a terrific spiritual force. Is that true? It is true. Had I never come up against it, never would I have believed the terrific force there is lying behind Christian institutions if your ministry touches them. You meet something which turns upon you, and it is not just the thing or the people. It is something that threatens your very life. And this, in principle and essence, beloved, is idolatry, because its ultimate effect is that even the Lord cannot have what his heart is set upon and get his people spiritually where he wants them, because they are so bound up with his things. They are not able to discriminate between his things and himself.